Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I will detail specifically what Alan Greenspan has been saying in the last week. In statements last week and now over the weekend, very chilling. Greenspan warns against protectionist trade. Yes, the economy's in trouble because of protectionist policies here in America, when we have the complete opposite. But again, the average American doesn't know what the word protectionist even means, so it doesn't matter. And I'm not being elitist, folks. I'm freaked out by this. The people are so dumbed down. U.S. heading for housing price crash. That's his quote, crash. Greenspan's using words like crash. Greenspan tells buyers, we'll get into that, there's just so much coming up. I know we got loaded phone lines, okay? I'm fully aware of Jason and Stavos and Michael and Mike and everybody. I want to go to Stuart Nelson, who's been a good friend of mine for many years. He was one of the carpenters that helped us build a new home for a veteran whose home they bulldozed here in Austin. And then, of course, he helped with the Memorial Chapel in Waco. One of the head carpenters who was there, Hooper, died of complications in the hospital in Houston over the weekend. So he was calling in about that, but also, I didn't know this, we sent a camera guy, because I was out of town, to Crawford for some of the bedlam, some of the hatred, some of the neoconism this weekend. We'll be having that for you. I haven't even seen the video yet, but I'm told it's pretty powerful. But Stuart called in, and I said, is that the Stuart I know? And I went, and sure enough, it was. And I figured he was calling about Hooper, but he was calling about, also, he went to Crawford, where, according to some reports, there were 4,000 people, 1,500 Bush worshipers, 2,500 bedwetting liberals. And, again, both sides are pretty dumbed down and mindless, though there are some real people in the peace group who I agree with, and they have every right to be there. The neocons are violent and hateful and out of control, and so all our stations get a chance to hear this. I'm going to go to calls as soon as we start the next segment here in a couple minutes. So we'll go to Stuart, and then we'll go to Jason and Michael and Mike and Stavos and everybody else. What do you say, folks? I mean, people had trouble believing me when I talked about neocons threatening to physically attack me. If I just calmly said, but Bush said there were WMDs. I'll take a swing at you, you bleeper. But Bush is actually, you know, big government, open borders. Shut up and back off, boy! Son, you see that man? You may have to kill him someday. Well, now the running over of the crosses. Well, now even neocons whose signs, again, as I said last hour, say things like, I've got the articles right here, it's admitted, mainstream news, and the neocons are very, very sorry. These two idiots, they're called warriors or whatever, this neocon group, they have a sign saying that no war, no freedom. Well, the sign said no war, big on top, and people saw it up on top of the sign, and they physically began attacking them. Just, oh my gosh. And they had to beg them as they were being attacked. No, please help me. Look, I'm a worshiper. Oh, we're sorry, brother. We're sorry, brother. In our piranha-like, you know, feeding frenzy, we have attacked you, brother. And they're grabbing at the crosses and just frothing. And again, I've been there when, let's be serious, there are 10 people for Bush and 300 against the war, and the news says 50-50. Okay, I've been there, I've seen it. So I don't know what the truth is. Were there 1,500 Bush worshipers bust in from neocon radio stations? And again, the story itself really, I think, is a big distraction. We've talked way too much about this, but it's the little stories surrounding it as kind of a microcosm that make it so important. So we'll briefly cover that, and then we'll get to all the rest of your calls. Stuart Nelson is up first. When we get back, stay with us.
The Secret is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last hour, I got started but didn't finish. An important program note, we're gaining a lot of new affiliates. They're seeking us out. Because so much of what we talked about in the past is now pretty much mainstream news. We're not as radical as we used to be, and there's a lot of really honorable, great stations out there that really do love freedom and love liberty and do want to keep our Second Amendment and our sovereignty. And so they're putting this truly classical conservative program on the air. Well, looks like we'll probably be going on in San Francisco here pretty quick. I'm not going to talk about that till it happens, but they've contacted us. We're pretty close. That'll be a big deal if that happens. We'll be in the home of one of the chief beatniks, the oily beatniks, Michael Savage, liberals in conservatives' clothing. But in Rockford, Illinois, we're already on several other great affiliates that cover Chicago in Illinois as well. But now Rockford, Illinois, WLUV or WLove, 1520 a.m., so if you live anywhere around Rockford, Illinois, be sure and tell folks 1520 a.m. and go to the station and get a bumper sticker. And that's something you can do. I mean, if you're listening to a station we've been on for, say, 5-6 years, like our great affiliate up in Kansas City, or WVTJ down in Pensacola, Florida, or Radio Free Fredericksburg here in Texas, if you've been listening to us, for 4, 5, 6 years on a station, still, keep telling people about that station. We need to get even more listeners there. but especially new affiliates like WLUV 1520. We're getting a new affiliate every week. And what's happened over the years is we always hover around the same number of stations, around 80 stations or so, because we get new stations, but then stations sell or they change formats or, you know, whatever happens. We never seem to grow past that point. But we have exploded in the last 6 months past that and are growing, and I want to thank all of those stations and their sponsors. And so if you're listening, be sure and call the station and thank them, all of our affiliates, and be sure and support that station's sponsors. Or if you have a local business, go support them, because this is so critical. I mean, we are reaching millions of people a week through these AM and FM affiliates. And, again, I'm just humbled by it and thankful. All right, I'm going to shut up now. I've been gone for a week, folks. It's hard to get to your calls just because there's so much I want to talk about. Let's go to Stuart Nelson, good friend of mine who called in.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Stuart, I hear that you're here in Austin. You Hi. Went to Crawford this weekend. What did you witness? And let me tell you, Stuart has the Second Amendment stickers on his car. I mean, he's more right-wing than Attila the Hun. But what did you think of these neocons?
It was mind-blowing. It really was. Jack Blood put a call out. A bunch of us convoyed down there. And I went to Camp Casey, too. But downtown Crawford, you know, where the stores are and all that, that's where I saw most of the neocons. I did not go to Camp Casey 1, but I was downtown and walked through their crowd. I had my girlfriend with me, so I didn't want to engage in any conversation, really. But, I mean, these people, I mean, bug-eyed, angry. The spirit, the attitude, the was just hatred and bitterness and anger. And but when you go to Camp Casey 2, you're around the Peace House. It's an atmosphere of peace and acceptance and love. And whatever, even if your perspective is a little different, we welcome you.
Now, they really are nice folks. I mean, a few of them are greebling liberals, but most of them are pretty nice.
Right. And there were, you know, people with their Howard Dean T-shirts on and so on. But, you know, we walked through the crowd there with everybody waving, the neocon bunch, the Bush war supporters, and waving their plastic American flags. And I wish now that I would have asked them, can I see where that flag is made and kind of show them that their flag is made in China. But
now, did you hear about how they actually saw neocons with a sign that said, no war, no freedom, but the no war was on top, and how they physically went and tackled them and chased them down? I mean, did you witness any frothing?
Well, I didn't witness anybody getting, as far as that happened, no. But the people standing on the corner downtown Crawford were screaming at Cindy Sheehan. Frothing at the mouth. That's really a good way to put it.
Was there a lot of profanity?
Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, I went down there with my girlfriend. We took her car. She's got stickers on the back of her car. We get back to her car, and there's a letter on her, a note with just cuss words all over it because of the bumper stickers she had on her car. And, you know, I couldn't even sleep that next night. I was just so blown away. I keep thinking that I...
And by the way, these guys would love to man concentration camps. They'd love to take our guns because they'll have the guns. They love big government. They love Bush doubling the size of the BATF. I had them tell me that I was a right-wing Republican. I mean, imagine going, hey, Bush isn't conservative. You're one of them right-wingers. Get the bleep out of here. I mean, a lot of them know they're not conservatives. These are dirty beatniks, dirty, oily slime bags who could never take over in the 60s. They're now Bush worshipers.
Right.
Oh, man, I tell you, we're in trouble.
The Camp Casey 2 had at least 4,000 people there, and everybody there was kind, and they had food everywhere, free drinks, water.
Well, my experience is, when I was there, and I talked to a bunch of other reporters that I trust who were there during other periods, you got like 300 pro-Camp Casey people and a maximum of 10 Bush worshippers. And I've got video of all this on the website. But then national news said 50-50.
Right.
So
hogwash. What hogwash?
Hey, did you hear me talk about Limbaugh saying that peace activists attacked two two soldiers at a bar in Seattle, and then it turned, and no one ever said that it was gang members over their girlfriends.
Oh man, I guess they're so desperate because they're drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but I mean lies of that level. Just saying that peace activists, and he wasn't joking.
Yeah. And we get back to the car with a cuss words all over this thing, and just.
Well, see, I hadn't talked to you. I mean, during a break, I thought Stuart from Texas, Hooper died. I bet that Stuart, my friend, went
right.
and talked to you, and you hadn't told me about the cussing until we got on air. But of course, it's not hard to predict it because I have hours of video of it. That of course we can't really put on. We did put some of it on the website, but we bleeped it all out. And I mean, if you just calmly ask them a question that is out of that isn't a mindless bleating, like a goose or something. I worship Bush. I worship Bush. I mean, literally, if you don't just repeat a mantra, they will begin screaming, cussing. Did you have any of them threaten to attack you?
No, I didn't have.
Oh, that's
that
right. You didn't talk to them.
Yeah, I didn't really engage.
But they did see the communication on your car. What were the bumper stickers on your girlfriend's car?
Oh, basically, bring them home sticker. Bush is a chimp. Stop the war. Bush is a liar. You know, things like that are kind of true.
Oh, have you heard that the big TV network will not run Cindy Sheehan's mild TV ad because it claims there were no WMDs?
Oh, gosh. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so now, there are WMDs, uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
Take care, my friend.
Okay,
Hooper, of course, good friend of ours, died over the weekend. Do you know when the funeral service will be?
No, I don't know yet. I'm going to call and find that out today.
All right, well, call me back when you find out, Stuart.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Take care. Okay. Listen, I don't mean to spend all day on this Camp Casey thing. I mean, I've really, in and of itself, it is a distraction because it creates that left-right friction that the globalists love, basically divide and conquer, to get us fighting with each other in kind of a sports team mentality. To switch off the thinking process. But to just case-by-case point, look at all of the... Folks, if you're doubting me, go out to Camp Casey. It is just the neocons, when there's 10 of them, they act like animals. I couldn't imagine hundreds of them. I forgot to ask Stuart the actual numbers of them. He said 4,000 pro-Camp Casey. I didn't get the numbers from him on the other. He just said, saying it was 50-50 is baloney, which is the standard line. The media is still saying it's 50-50. Let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Alex. I was wondering if you were, actually, I just want your take on something. Colin Powell, I read, was supposed to be signing a UN charter for a Palestinian state with huge Israeli concessions on 9/11. 2001, and I was wondering what your take was on the timing of that. It was supposed to be at 10 a.m., and it was thwarted by the attack, obviously.
I was not familiar with the specific thing. I mean, I know that they were having meetings at that time, but and I know we've got the Israeli pullout of some areas going on right now, which is a brutal scene.
Right.
But I wasn't specifically aware of that day, that hour.
Yes, at 10 a.m. was when the paper was to be signed by Colin Powell, and then for obvious reasons it didn't happen, and just seemed like an odd thing, you know, something that they would want and to thwart it themselves. I just couldn't put it together.
Well, I've been roundly criticized for not saying that Israel carried out 9/11. Well, Israel can't make NORAD stand down. Israel can't fly Al-Qaeda out of the country. Israel can't warn Willie Brown not to fly. I mean, certainly Israel had knowledge. Israel intelligence agencies were intimately connected into the groups that did carry it out. But we've had Israeli pilots go public about attacking the USS Liberty under orders.
Well,
Israel knows they can't, their own people aren't that evil to carry out a 9/11. They can't, the government itself didn't carry it out. The globalists that are in control of Israel certainly did carry it out, but to say just Israel did it, I think is Well, do you want to comment more on that, Jason?
Yes, you can.
Well, stay there. Yeah, we got a break right here. Stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What Jason brought up. 9/11 helped governments worldwide, period, unless you were one of the, quote, rogue nations, i.e. a government or country, regardless of the leadership, I'm not debating that, that didn't play ball with the New World Order, then you get invaded. But for all the other countries of the world, from China to Russia to India to Mexico, to the United Kingdom, Deutschland, France, the U.S., it was used as a police state crackdown mechanism. Bush told his own biographer, in 99. His biographer, the guy he hired, has gone public and said, yeah, Bush said, I'm going to start wars. I'm going to be a war president, because you can't question a war president. Oh, when Richard Clark says it, he's a dirty liberal. When O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary, says that's what they were talking about day one in the White House, first day, late January. First thing they were doing was talking about the oil fields in Iraq and going to war and how to get that job done. And certainly it helped Israel set up more of a police state. And certainly it helped Egypt do that. It's been used all over the world. But to say just Israel, which I'm not accusing Jason of, I was bringing up what others have said. To say it's just Israel, number one, isn't true. And shields the globalists themselves. Anything else, Jason? You wanted to say something else?
Well, yes, I wanted to know if you have heard of a paper issued by the Israeli government called the Daniel Project recently.
Yes, I have.
And I was wondering about your take on that, and isn't that a pretty scary paper?
It is. Why don't you fill folks in on it?
Well, it says that they have a short window of opportunity. I'm not certain of the time of the writing of the paper, but a very short window of opportunity to attack Iran before their nuclear capabilities are beyond the point of no return.
That's right. The CIA's own estimates are at 10 years. The Israeli estimates are at 4. That is not a short time. They have video cameras inside these facilities. They can't do anything with it. Israel has 400 nukes. It's a joke, okay? The globalists want war because it's so profitable. The war itself is a diversion to what's happening here domestically. Thanks for the call. And Israel may drag us in to a war with Iran by preemptively attacking them. And then we have a defense treaty with them. I mean, I had George Galloway, senior member of the British Parliament, on a few months ago, before the London bombings, right about a week or two before, and I said, he said, well, they want to attack Iran, and maybe Israel can drag us in, but there just isn't the support. And I said, what if there are terrorist attacks carried out by our governments to be blamed on Iran? And he said, that is a very real threat. And we're a parliament agreeing with us. I interviewed Michael Meacher. He said similar things, member of parliament. Number three man in Blair's government. I mean, folks, this is serious business. Michael in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Welcome back.
Thank
Great
you.
Show. Well, you know, Alex, clearly, we're building a bunch of bases in Iraq, so the intention is we're there to stay and clearly to expand the war, and any means to achieve that, of course, for the globalist agenda will be conducted.
Well, gee, I mean, you know, you're probably some liberal making up that lie. We just want to, no, let me stop you. We just want to give freedom to the Iraqis. Oh, really? Dick Cheney says the plan is to never leave and use Iraq as a base to attack Iran and Syria. Now, should we listen to Dick Cheney, or should we just keep claiming it's some evil liberal lie? Well, if it's an evil liberal lie, why have the majority of the Democrats voted for it? Why is the biggest cheerleaders Chuckie Schumer and Hillary dirtbag Clinton?
Hillary rotten Clinton is how we call her over here in New York.
Don't
Alex.
You call a good conservative American names.
Now, Alex, speaking of that, yeah, you know, I used to think like you, Limbaugh was conservative. Back in the days when Clinton was president and Limbaugh started to come out, it's like finally conservative, getting his voice out on the air, somebody talking and speaking what we feel. And then when the Republicans came in, it started to become obvious, hold on, this guy's not really a conservative. He's really now just a stooge for the controllers of the Republican Party. And so you're right on the money with that.
Well,
and Alex, I just want to say, when you came along, because I was on the trail of the New World Order back in the 70s when I was a kid, but to get the evidence on it was difficult. And when you came along, you were heaven sent, because you're just an incredible reservoir of information, getting it out there to people. And we, you know, thank God for you and all the work you're doing and all your associates at GCN. But, Alex, if I could, I'd like to make a couple more comments.
All right, Paul Watson's coming up. If you want to hold, Mike, we'll get to you and the other Michael and Robert and Matt and everybody else. We'll tell you about Greenspan when we get back first.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with this 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us here in just a few minutes, and we're going to let Mike and Michael and Robert and Matt and everybody have their say as well. But I've really got to comment on this a little bit more and then get Paul's take on it. Just some amazing statements by Alan Greenspan. U.S. heading for housing price crash, Greenspan tells buyers. What a headline from the Financial Times of London using the word crash. Crash, the great crash. Wall Street shuddered yesterday after Alan Greenspan, the United States central banker, warned American home buyers that the risk of a crash if they continue to drive property prices higher. He said that the U.S. house price spiral had become an economic imbalance, threatening stability like the country's trade gap or its budget deficit. I love it. I mean, this is like somebody that saws your legs off and then tells you you need crutches. The Federal Reserve runs our entire economic system. They set the interest rates. They tell the Treasury and the U.S. Mint how much money to print. They openly run everything. They are private with the 12 families that are private shareholders. And then they create the economic climate that does this to us and then stand around grandstanding, pointing out the illness. Be like if a doctor walked up to you and shot you in the head with a 45 caliber handgun, 45 handgun cartridge, and then announced, "I'm smart. Look, I can tell you just by looking at the hole. It's a 45. I mean, it's just, there's no end to it. I mean, this is just too ridiculous. In a pre-retirement speech, the fellow central bankers at Jackson's Hole, Wyoming, where all the elitists hang out, Mr. Greenspan said that people were investing in houses as if they were a one-way bet, not allowing for the risk of price falls, he said. History had not dealt kindly with investors who kept ignoring risk. Well, if the currency has lost 45% of its value in the last 3 years, and energy prices have doubled, and it may go higher now, then where are you supposed to invest? I mean, gold certainly is a good investment. I mean, gold has gone up by about 50% in the last few years. I haven't sold my meager holdings because it's pure insurance. I know it may go down or it may explode in price. It doesn't matter. It at least has some tangible, real base value, like a skill, being an auto mechanic or being a dentist or, you know, being a masseuse or, you know, or being a farmer, or being a plumber. You know, that's a real investment. That's a real skill that is tangible. Property is a real, tangible thing. And so people are investing because everything else is fiat. It is spiraling upwards. It's grossly inflated. But would you rather have... Here's another analogy. You know, I'm the king of these. Whether they're good or not. I mean, I may be the king of bad analogies, but so what? Would you rather have an air-filled donut with a small amount of jelly in it? Or would you rather eat air? You see, the dollar is air. The dollar could have zero value. Thin air. Would you rather have thin air? Or would you rather have a glass of water with a squeeze of lemon in it? It may not have much nutritional value, but it is light years ahead of drinking thin air with almost no moisture in it. Okay? And you know, that's really a bad analogy because it's more like saying, you know, would you rather have Kraft macaroni and cheese with not a lot of value in it or thin air? You could survive on Kraft macaroni and cheese. You couldn't survive on thin air. So where? Okay, I'm going to shut up. It's so, and then, as if that isn't bad enough, folks, Greenspan warns against protectionist trade. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said that the housing boom is causing major distortions in the economy and suggests it must be reined in what higher interest rates. But he warned in a speech at a gathering of economists that a failure to curb budget deficits and its protectionist war with China could cause a sharp jump in long-range interest rates and prevent a smooth and damage-free resolution of the problem. And he went on to say, protectionist moves and protectionist actions could cause serious economic downturn. Protectionist? Folks, in the last 20 years, we've almost shut down every industry in this country. Even the service industry is beginning to retract its primary outlays, and even some sectors of it are closing down or reducing their size or their investitures. I mean, do I have to look? I know you're smart. We got a very smart audience. And I know trying to talk to your neighbors who are experts on baseball or experts on fishing or experts on acting cool or experts on golfing, it's not even that the public's dumb. They're totally not focused on real issues. Or even the guy that reads the newspaper every morning who thinks he's real smart doesn't know 101 about real economics because he's been given a bunch of bull. Just let me give you the For those yuppies out there listening for the first time, let me just explain something to you. I don't have that high a view of myself. And so that makes me really get depressed when I know that I am light years in my basic understanding of economics to what unbelievable bull this statement is that Greenspan made. You understand, folks, we are the exact opposite of a protectionist society. Globalization has battered us to pieces. We are wide open. We are hemorrhaging. Our economy is dying. So the Federal Reserve just puts more opiates, more painkiller into our bloodstream. It's like they're harvesting our organs in slow motion while we're wide awake. But to soothe us, they're pumping morphine into us. And what's the morphine? They've opened new mints, new mint factories. Literally, it's even admitted on the History Channel. I saw a documentary a few years ago about it. They admitted what we already knew, but it was incredible to see them admit it. That literally the printing presses are going 24 hours a day, almost smoking. There's so much paper money spewing out of them. Okay, I'm going to shut up. It's just that at only 3% of actual paper currency to the numbers in the computers. That is, there's 3% or less actual paper money to just what's in the banks. That's not counting derivatives and hedge funds, and then it's just astronomical. But for money in the bank, for zeros and ones in computer banks, there's only 3% cash. And that's with the printing presses literally about to catch on fire. Just shooting money out. Paul Watson, your parents had to leave England. They, up there in Sheffield, one of the most famous areas in the world for cutlery, I guess maybe only on the Rhine in Germany is a bigger area known for cutlery, and your parents, middle-class folks, had to sell their house and had to move to France to try to run a service industry with the capital they had from their home sale. So you've seen total economic implosion in England, but Greenspan says that we need to have more transfer of jobs, factories, Paul.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's no industry in Sheffield anymore, that's for sure. That's why my parents had to leave, because the last engineering jobs that were around were being shipped off to Czechoslovakia. With the houses, I've got relatives who 15, 20 years ago bought a house for £8,000, which is now worth £200,000. And they've been fear-mongering for 3 or 4 years now that the escalation in house prices would lead to a bust. It hasn't. It's just slowed down a little bit. There's been no bust.
But at a point, they're going to pop that, buy them for pennies on the dollar, come in, and there's talk of making you pay off the full note at the original value.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to a point like it is in India, where the banks and the loan companies have hired criminals to torture people who have taken out loans into paying the loans back.
Yeah, that's mainstream big Indian newspaper today.
And, you know, with eminent domain, where the government can just take your land without even giving you any money for it in some cases.
Yeah, clearly, for economic reasons, clearly the new bankruptcy laws, they're getting everything set up nicely, Paul.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, they're fear-mongering about so many different things, you don't know which ones to take at face value.
Well, I know Greenspan's never used words like crash before, and but, I mean, the nerve to say this is happening to us because of protectionist. I mean, that is just unbelievable, Paul.
Well, it's, you know, black is white, night is day. They do this kind of thing all the time in their rhetoric, when the reality of the situation is diametric opposite.
I've been gone for a week, first vacation in forever, actually, first 7-day vacation or 5-day vacation since I started in talk radio over 10 years ago. But I'm back, Paul, and what do you think's most important to talk about for the listeners that have been listening to guest talk show host or refeeds last week?
Well, we need to update on air the de Menezes story, the man, innocent man who was assassinated by British special police the day after the 21st of July failed
London bombings.
And the reason that's important is, again, not just his death of an innocent man, it shows how they knew day one what they'd done. It was an assassination. He didn't run, wasn't wearing this coat, wearing a blue jean jacket. They sat on him, executed him, then tried to tell the police to lie about it. Clearly, folks, they were getting rid of a witness. But all that's come out now, but it ties in, Paul, with Iraq, where the new puppet president, they kill another Reuters cameraman, wound the other, and then say, we don't apologize, this is just how things work. And now the cops here act like that when they kill innocent people. So we have a new standard, Paul, where when they kill us for no reason, it's, we don't apologize.
Well, yeah, I mean, that might have been one of the reasons for doing it. Obviously, they knew he was innocent before shooting him now 11 times.
Tell us the new developments.
Well, the branch that was involved, SO-19, trained in Israel, is renowned for carrying out political assassinations. And the police knew he was innocent. The police source stated, there is no way those three guys would have been on the train carriage with him if they believed he was carrying a bomb. Nothing he did gave the surveillance team the impression that he was carrying a device.
Yeah, now it turns out they just walked up to him and killed him.
Yeah, so you can look at it two ways. Either he was killed because he had damaging knowledge about the bombings. Remember, he was a freelance electrician, and that could have been connected to the power surge explanation that went out for an hour after the bombing. On top of that, obviously, two separate witnesses at two different bomb locations described an electrical surge and then the explosions coming up from under the trains, no guys with backpacks involved. So could he have been involved in manufacturing that electrical
surge? Well, we know the globalists hire Latin Americans to play the part of Muslim terrorists. We know this going back 20 years. So that's all I can say is he looks like a military type. You know, the haircut, the musculature, just the whole look. When a day one when I saw him, alarm bells went off, and then all this fits in place.
But his death has sent a message to the British public that the state can gun down anyone in cold blood at any time. Whatever the reason, certainly the circumstances of the death have been subject to this intense cover-up, which has miserably failed because they've got this police source on the inside leaking information.
So now they want to prosecute him.
So first the police came out and said that, surprise, surprise, none of the cameras that would have caught the incident on tape were working that day. The tube officials came back and said that they were working on that day.
So, and of course the same thing happened with all the other bombings and with the bus bomb.
Yeah, so then
and by the way, Paul, we went to that very spot. There's cameras all over the place. We were there.
Yeah, so the police came back and said they had removed the camera tapes to study them after the July 21st failed bombings. So, I mean, what, they can't put a new tape in a camera. But then they came back and flip-flopped again and said there was no footage of the shooting because the tape or the camera was faulty. So they're changing their reasons from 1 minute to the next. So then it gets in the news, and some pointed questions start being asked. And then the police come out and say, abracadabra, we found the tapes. But unfortunately, you'll be surprised to know, certain segments have been erased by accident.
It's always the same. It's just...
It's the most blatant cover.
But it's admitted that the police chief, Blair, no relation to the prime minister, it's admitted that Ian Blair came right out and told him to cover it up. He should be in jail.
Yeah, before he then went on the news and said it was directly related to anti-terrorist operations when he already knew they'd shot an innocent man.
So then he went out and blamed an innocent man they murdered. With being involved, which in the truth he probably was.
So they know for sure that these tapes, which have been mysteriously erased, others say they've still got them, so it's all up in the air. But, I mean, they know they show the innocent man in the denim jacket, we've got a photo of it, running for a train, not vaulting the barrier, then calmly sitting down before being brutally murdered. So every detail of that tape will prove that the police lied on every point of the original story.
Well, plus there's the 11 times. I mean, these are just...
Originally it was 5 from a witness who was connected to the Metropolitan Police who also said he was wearing a heavy jacket with bomb wires coming out of it. Completely fabricated witness statements The Brazilian delegation was told all this, but they went home saying there was no cover-up. Brazilian government's one of the most corrupt in the world. So they don't want riots at home to deal with, so they've shut up about it. They tried to pay off the Menezes family $500,000 before any kind of investigation had even started for them to keep their mouths shut. And as I wrote, you know, isn't it cute when the overwhelming benefits of CCTV is rammed down our throats whenever they catch a bad guy? But
in every case it malfunctions.
Yeah, whenever the police get caught covering up their own criminal activities, the cameras mysteriously malfunction.
And while we were in London over and over again, they'd march over and say, turn your cameras off.
That's right, at that very spot, Stockwell. We were filming a fruit stall and some floral tributes, and apparently that was some kind of threat, which they didn't want us to film.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Paul, we got a bunch of other issues to cover. Exploding oil prices, or as you say across the pond, petrol prices. And then we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break. And we'll take your calls as well. Got a whole hour left. An hour and some change.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
U.S. oil prices surged $4 to above $70 a barrel. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah over in Iran is attacking what he calls police state Britain. Well, you know stuff's bad when police state Iran gets to point at our countries and call them a police state. I got several articles here about hawks and doves descend on Bush Ranch. Paul, have you read these articles yet where neocons have signs that say no war, no freedom, but the neocons only see the no war and physically start chasing and attacking their own minions? I mean, this is the frothing hatred that we have going on out at Crawford.
Well, yeah, and there's obviously a massive movement that's been mobilized amongst the neocons to attack Cindy Sheehan and label her as hating the troops and attacking the troops when she's attacking the person and the administration that sent them there to die for nothing for a life. So that's in high gear at the moment.
But a major cable channel will not even take her milquetoast ad that says George Bush lied about WMDs. I mean, folks, they take political ads all the time that haven't been proven, but her claim has been proven. The administration admits no WMDs are there, but they go, no, that has not been proven and will not run her ad. I mean, now there's no free speech.
Well, yeah, and again, it demolishes this myth of a liberal press. I mean, ABC News is owned by General Electric, who make the engines for fighter jets.
David Rockefeller owns a large portion of NBC, and defense contractors do as well. I mean, folks, they act like they're liberal because they want your guns and your property and all the rest of it, and Bush's Supreme Court goes along with all of it. It's totally staged. But again, it's this mindless fighting with each other that they love to get going.
Well, what I said about it in an article on Monday was that you would get Democratic operatives, the kind of ones who jumped onto the Downing Street memo after that got big. Notice that soon disappeared when they had the meeting on Capitol Hill and it got whitewashed as a partisan issue. That disappeared off the radar. And now we learn that Democratic operatives are visiting Cindy Sheehan, giving her information. So that's what they're going to try and turn it into, a left-right distraction to get her away from the key message, which has been successful so far.
Well, exactly. And Martin Sheen's out there. You know, Martin Sheen didn't criticize Bill Clinton when he was attacking Serbia for no reason. And look, the point here is, and the neocons go, see, war's good, Bill Clinton's good. No, it's all bad. The globalists own both the parties. Can't they figure that out, Paul?
No, because it's sold to them as a football match. Pick your team and never stop supporting them, even if, you know, they're going through hard times. That's how it's sold to people, and people buy it because it's so simple and so easy to buy into.
Well, I think some people doubted me about how bad Crawford was when I did that report, but now, I mean, it's just everyday occurrences. Paul, we're going to take calls as soon as we start the next hour. I know you've got a lot of issues you want to talk about. I want to get into the bird flu. I mean, they're talking about open martial law now here and of course, in England. The CFR is putting out reports talking about breakdown of world economies. I mean, they're really fear-mongering. We're not the ones doing this. They are. And so we'll cover that as well. What are some of the other issues you want to cover, Paul?
The Lockerbie CIA admission of planted evidence to frame people for terrorist attacks and more journalists being killed in Iraq.
Oh, when it is, by the way, clear that the Lockerbie situation was another MI6 action, and we've even got MI5 agents now going public saying that and more evidence documenting it. So we'll cover that on the other side as well. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.